On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria môre op na 27, Johannesburg 26, Rustenburg op na 30 grade.
Still some serious hold-ups on the highway. The N3 between Galilee's and Geldenhuys, both directions very, very slow at the moment. The N3 between Buccleuch and Marlborough, both directions. And the N1 northbound, there's a crash before a new road in Midrand. It's very heavy from Buccleuch back toward Pretoria.
Joe Mann with your sport headlines. The Proteas chase history in India as Gautam Gambhir feels the heat and Jacques Nienaber admits that he misses the Springbok setup.
President Cyril Ramaphosa sê sy vergadering met die president van die Europese Raad, Antonio Costa, en die president van die Europese Kommissie, Ursula von der Leyen, is 'n geleentheid om die land se verhouding met die groep te hersien. Hy het hulle ontvang vir 'n bilaterale beraad voor die G20 leiersberaad.
We have prioritized the transition to green energy, ensuring that this process is just and inclusive, but more importantly, also safeguards the livelihoods of those who are most affected by the transition.
En Australiese eerste minister Anthony Albanese is in die land vir die G20.
It's the most important gathering for which Australia is a member. It represents 85% of the global economy, 75% of global trade. 1 in 4 of Australia's jobs depends upon trade.
Hy het die media op die lughawe toegespreek en president Cyril Ramaphosa is 'n besige man vandag. Hy het vroeër die maatskaplike G20 beraad in Boksburg, Johannesburg toegespreek waar hy geslagsgeweld en geweld teen vroue en kinders as 'n nasionale krisis verklaar het. Dis egter nie die noodtoestand waarvoor drukgroepe vra nie. Intussen skree die organisasie Women for Change die vere reg vir 'n landwyse bewusmakingsdag vir geslagsgeweld en die moord op vroue môre. Die beweging en verskeie ander aktiviste en drukgroepe gaan deelneem aan die sogenaamde G20 Women's Shutdown. Die direkteur van die KZN netwerk oor geweld teen vroue en kinders is Cookie Edwards.
What we would like to see after the 21st is government putting funding towards the National Strategic Plan on Gender-Based Violence and Femicide on the implementation of that.
In ander nuus, die staat het vandag 'n nuwe klag teen Tiffany Meek ingestel. Sy word beskuldig van die moord op haar 11-jarige seun Jaden Lee vroeër vanjaar. Nou die staat hou vol dat sy die moord wou toesmeer. Sy het vandag voor die Hooggeregshof in Johannesburg verskyn waar die saak uitgestel is tot die 13de of eerder die 3de Desember. En Cliff Chico hou dit dop net 'n waarskuwing, die storie kan sensitiewe luisteraars ontstel.
The state added a new charge of child abuse, bringing the total up to 5 charges, including murder, criminal injury, and defeating the ends of justice. The 31-year-old was arrested in July and was subsequently denied bail. A post-mortem report revealed that the boy died from blunt force trauma to the head. NPA Gauteng spokesperson Pindim Jonondwani.
She has now applied for a lawyer from Legal Aid South Africa, so the case was postponed for the outcome.
Cliff Shiko for Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria môre op na 27, Johannesburg 26, Mbombela 24 en Skukuza 27 grade. Polokwane ook op na 27, Messina gaan op 30 te staan kom, maar ek ken 32, Rustenburg 30. Ek is Marlene Fouché, die en ander stories op jacarandafm.com, meer nuus om 7.